Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Learning to forgive yourself. Ever feel like you've got a backpack full of regrets dragging you down? You know that feeling when you replay a past mistake over and over, beating yourself up for it? Well, honey, I'm here to tell you it's time to ditch the guilt trip and start practicing self-compassion. Trust me, your inner child will thank you. Now, forgiving yourself isn't about saying what you did was okay or minimizing the impact of your actions. It's about recognizing that you were doing the best you could with the knowledge and resources you had at the time. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. But when we hold on to those regrets, it can become like toxic weeds, choking out our joy and preventing us from moving forward. So how do we start to let go? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your forgiveness journey. First things first, acknowledge the mistake. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it never happened. Own up to what you did and allow yourself to feel the full range of emotions that come with it: guilt, shame, regret, even sadness. Bottling them up only makes things worse. Second, understand why you made the mistake. What were you going through at the time? Were there any underlying beliefs or patterns holding you back? Exploring the root cause can help you gain valuable insights and prevent repeating similar mistakes in the future. Think of it like detective work, digging deep to uncover the truth about yourself. Third, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend who made a similar mistake. Remember, we're all flawed and learning. Be gentle with yourself and acknowledge that you're doing your best. Fourth, make amends if possible. If a mistake hurt someone else, take responsibility for your actions and sincerely apologize. Making things right can be incredibly healing, both for you and the person you wronged. Remember, it's never too late to mend fences and seek forgiveness. And finally, forgive yourself fully. This doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning your actions. It means releasing the grip that guilt and shame have on you and allowing yourself to move forward with grace and peace. Imagine letting go of a heavy burden. That's what true forgiveness feels like. Imagine this. You messed up a presentation at work, feeling incredibly embarrassed and beating yourself up afterward. Instead of spiraling into negativity, you acknowledge your nerves and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. You analyze what went wrong and identify areas for improvement next time. You apologize to your colleagues, acknowledging your shortcomings, and learn from the experience. Most importantly, you forgive yourself for not being perfect. This shift in mindset allows you to bounce back stronger and more resilient. So, my friends, remember, self-forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you learn to forgive yourself, you free up space for joy, growth, and genuine connection with others. Ready to ditch the guilt trip and embrace a life filled with self-compassion? Remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your mistakes, understand why they happened, practice self-kindness, make amends if possible, and most importantly, forgive yourself fully. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words of wisdom. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps us reach more souls in need of a little shadow work magic. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.